听力课堂，听 class.com。
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause.During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
I'm so frustrated. We are supposed to do our assignments for statistics on the computer.But the ones in the student center are always tied up.
I know what you mean. I'm looking forward to the day when I can afford to get my own.
What does the woman mean? Question 12.Be sure to lock all the doors and windows whenever you go out, and never give your front door key to anyone. Also, before going out, check all the appliances and turn everything off.
I'm going to blow a fuse in my brain if I have to remember any more rules.
What is the woman's reaction to the rules?Question 13. Many people prefer taking buses or the subway or even taxis because parking is getting to be a real headache in some parts of the city.
That doesn't surprise me.
What conclusion can we draw from this conversation?
Question 14. I finally decided on my literature paper. I am going to focus on American modern women writers.
That is so broad. Do you think it will be approved?
What does the man imply?
Question 15. Oh dear, I am afraid of being the last again in the speech contest on Sunday. It's already the second time I took part in it.
Be optimistic. I have the same experience. Let's try a third time.
What does the woman most probably want to convey?Question 16. It is a good place to spend my holidays. Many people say the winter here is usually mild. How do you feel?
Usually, but I think this year it will be very different.
What does the woman imply about this winter?Question 17. I don't like to study English in my spare time. Before I take an English test, I'll study hard and I can get a high mark.
I prefer to learn a bit every day to accumulate and solidify knowledge, and I have time to play and develop hobbies.
How does the woman study English?Question 18. I'm a little tired, so I think I'll go to the student lounge and listen to a little music. Care to join me?
I'd love to, but I have to go to the library to read a reserved book.
Why can't the woman go with the man?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, Nancy. Could I borrow some money until payday?
Yeah, I guess. How are things going anyway?
Well, not very well. I've used my credit cards to pay off a lot of things recently, but now I can't seem to pay the money off.
Do you have a budget? I mean, how do you keep track of your income and expenses?
No, but I guess I should have some financial plans.
Well, let me see if I can help you. How much money do you spend on your apartment?
I pay $890 on rent for the studio apartment downtown, not including utilities and cable TV. But the place has an awesome view of the city.
$890. Why are you paying so much for such a small place when you could find a cheaper one somewhere outside of the downtown area?
Yeah, I guess.
How much money do you spend on entertainment a month?
Well, I spend a few dollars here and there on basketball and movie tickets, a concert or two, and ballroom dance lessons.
Exactly how much do you spend on all of these?
Well, about $400.
No wonder you're having money problems. You can't just blow your money on things like that. And what about transportation?
Oh, I commute to work every day in my new sports car. But I got a great deal, and my monthly payments are only $450.
Well, I think you've got to reduce your spending, or you'll end up broke. I suggest you get rid of your credit cards, cut down on your entertainment expenses, and sell your car. Take public transportation from now on.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 20. How would you describe the man's apartment?
Question 21. What does the woman suggest the man do at the end of the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Mr. Rick Siegel is an expert in network management and software development. I know you're planning to take a world tour. Can you tell me when you got the idea for this upcoming tour?
2 years ago, I thought about going around to various places to see if all this technology and progress in North America had any effects on the rest of the world.
You have criticized Silicon Valley, particularly its venture community, for arrogance, for seemingly believing it is the center of the universe. Why is this?
I have not actually criticized SV, nor made a big deal about the Valley's center of the universe attitudes. I have been trying to make the point that I believe there is life on other planets.
Champions of Silicon Valley see it as the world's best ecosystem for tech startups. In your view, is this still true?
It is one of the best places because of the quality of schools, the number of successful people who hung around and seeded others to be successful, and other reasons. Again, I hope that other places can begin to build these required ecosystems so we begin to see more centers of excellence springing up around the world.
How has the connected world changed the opportunities for businessmen in remote locations?
In the old days, it was very hard to get a voice or have that voice heard. That is the single greatest barrier to entry. Today, a free blog or a good service or idea can get noticed and can take off.
How do you see investment opportunities changing because of the connected world?
Companies have to think globally from the perspective of resources, customers, etc. This is important because with technology and a global infrastructure, making it big might mean making it big in the UK, New Zealand, and Canada.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. What is the purpose of the man's world tour?
Question 23. Which of the following is true about Silicon Valley according to the man?
Question 24. What effect does the connected world bring to entrepreneurs in remote locations?
Question 25. What should companies do because of the connected world, according to the man?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Many a young person tells me he wants to be a writer. I always encourage such people, but I also explain that there's a big difference between being a writer and writing. In most cases, these individuals are dreaming of wealth and fame, not the long hours alone at a typewriter. You've got to want to write, I say to them, not want to be a writer. The reality is that writing is a lonely, private, and poor-paying affair. For every writer kissed by fortune, there are thousands more whose longing is never rewarded. When I left a 20-year career in the U.S. Coast Guard to become a writer, I had no prospects at all. What I did have was a friend who found me my room in a New York apartment building. It didn't even matter that it was cold and had no bathroom. I immediately bought a used manual typewriter and felt like a genuine writer. After a year or so, however, I still hadn't gotten a break and began to doubt myself. It was so hard to sell a story that I barely made enough to eat. But I knew I wanted to write. I had dreamed about it for years. I wasn't going to be one of those people who die wondering, what if? I would keep putting my dream to the test, even though it meant living with uncertainty and fear of failure. This is the shadowland of hope, and anyone with a dream must learn to live there.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. Why do some individuals want to be writers, according to the speaker?
Question 27. Why did the author begin to doubt herself after the first year of her writing?
Question 28. What does the passage mean to imply? Passage 2.
Tea drinking was common in China for nearly 1,000 years before anyone in Europe had ever heard about tea. People in Britain were much slower in finding out what tea was like, mainly because tea was very expensive. It could not be bought in shops. And even those people who could afford to have it sent from Holland did so only because it was a fashionable curiosity. Some of them were not sure how to use it. They thought it was a vegetable and tried cooking the leaves. Then they served them mixed with butter and salt. Many people used to spread the used tea leaves on bread and give them to their children as sandwiches. Tea remained scarce and very expensive in England until the ships of the East India Company began to bring it direct from China early in the 17th century. During the next few years, so much tea came into the country that the price fell and many people could afford to buy it. At the same time, people on the continent were becoming more and more fond of tea. Until then, tea had been drunk without milk in it. But one day, a famous French lady named Madame de Sévigné decided to see what tea tasted like when milk was added. She found it so pleasant that she would never again drink it without milk. Because she was such a great lady, her friends thought they must copy everything she did. So they also drank their tea with milk in it. Slowly this habit spread until it reached England, and today only very few Britons drink tea without milk.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. Why did some Britons cook tea leaves at the beginning?
Question 30. Which of the following is true of the introduction of tea into Britain?
Question 31. Why did people in Europe begin to drink tea with milk? Passage 3.
Purse snatching is an increasingly common crime. There are estimated 50 to 100 purse snatchings each month in the New York City subways. One of the favored techniques is to stand between two subway cars and, as the train starts pulling out of the station, reach out and pull free a woman's purse. Recently, a crime analysis officer for the New York Police Department found that purse stealing in Manhattan's top restaurants was up 5% over the previous year. When a woman puts her purse on a vacant chair at a table or at her feet beside her chair, she is inviting a purse snatcher to take it. Purse snatchers often work in pairs. When a target in a restaurant is sighted, one of them will create some kind of disturbance to gain the victim's attention. While the woman is looking away from her table, the actual snatcher will lift the purse. A popular technique is for the thief, man or woman, to carry an umbrella with the curved handle down. The umbrella handle suddenly hooks the bag, and in an instant it is on the thief's wrist or under the coat over his arm if he is a man, and on its way out of the restaurant. Police advise that women in restaurants keep their purses either on their laps or on the floor between their legs. Other purse snatchers who operate in theaters are called seat tippers, victimizing women who put their purses down on an adjacent empty seat. Yet others specialize in snatching purses from ladies' rooms. When a woman is in a toilet stall, her purse should never be placed on the floor or hung on the coat hook on the door.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 32. Who is interested in the analysis of purse snatching?
Question 33. Where does using the umbrella handle to hook the bag often occur?
Question 34. Where are women in restaurants advised to put their purses?
Question 35. Which place do thieves steal purses in theaters?
Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
The Taj Mahal is to open on moonlit evenings 20 years after security fears ended night visits. India's Supreme Court will allow the famous monument to love to open 4 nights a month, initially for 3 months. The Taj, built in the 1600s by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan as a tomb for his wife, is a World Heritage Site. Only 400 visitors will be let in each night, and parking restrictions will be imposed around the site. The Supreme Court announcement came as state officials in Uttar Pradesh were celebrating the Taj's 350th anniversary, close to its site in the city of Agra. This reopening of the Taj for moonlight viewing is going to draw fantastic crowds from across the globe, State Tourism Minister Kaukab Hamid said. We will ensure strict security and follow visitor guidelines laid down by the Supreme Court. Tourist chiefs said more than 300,000 foreigners visited the Taj Mahal site in 2003. But numbers are down since the terror attacks in the U.S. on 11th September 2003. Night visits to the Taj, once a romantic highlight of any visit to India, were banned in 1984 for some reason. The Sikh insurgency ended in the mid-1990s, but Indian authorities have remained reluctant to let visitors back to the Taj after sunset. During the height of tensions between India and Pakistan in 2001, officials drew up plans to disguise the Taj from possible Pakistani air attacks. Shah Jahan built the Taj Mahal as an expression of love for his wife Mumtaz Mahal. It is largely made of white stone that reflects the changes of color visible during sunset and clear, moonlit nights.
Now the passage will be read again.
The Taj Mahal is to open on moonlit evenings 20 years after security fears ended night visits. India's Supreme Court will allow the famous Monument to Love to open 4 nights a month, initially for 3 months. The Taj, built in the 1600s by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan as a tomb for his wife, is a World Heritage Site. Only 400 visitors will be let in each night, and parking restrictions will be imposed around the site. The Supreme Court announcement came as state officials in Uttar Pradesh were celebrating the Taj's 350th anniversary, close to its site in the city of Agra. This reopening of the Taj for moonlight viewing is going to draw fantastic crowds from across the globe, State Tourism Minister Kaukab Hamid said. We will ensure strict security and follow visitor guidelines laid down by the Supreme Court. Tourist chiefs said more than 300,000 foreigners visited the Taj Mahal site in 2003, but numbers are down since the terror attacks in the U.S. on 11 September 2003. Night visits to the Taj, once a romantic highlight of any visit to India, were banned in 1984 for some reason. The Sikh insurgency ended in the mid-1990s, but Indian authorities have remained reluctant to let visitors back to the Taj after sunset. During the height of tensions between India and Pakistan in 2001, officials drew up plans to disguise the Taj from possible Pakistani air attacks. Shah Jahan built the Taj Mahal as an expression of love for his wife Mumtaz Mahal. It is largely made of white stone that reflects the changes of color visible during sunset and clear, moonlit nights.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The Taj Mahal is to open on moonlit evenings, 20 years after security fears ended night visits. India's Supreme Court will allow the famous monument to love to open 4 nights a month, initially for 3 months. The Taj, built in the 1600s by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan as a tomb for his wife, is a World Heritage Site. Only 400 visitors will be let in each night, and parking restrictions will be imposed around the site. The Supreme Court announcement came as state officials in Uttar Pradesh were celebrating the Taj's 350th anniversary, close to its site in the city of Agra. This reopening of the Taj for moonlight viewing is going to draw fantastic crowds from across the globe, State Tourism Minister Kaukab Hamid said. We will ensure strict security and follow visitor guidelines laid down by the Supreme Court. Tourist chiefs said more than 300,000 foreigners visited the Taj Mahal site in 2003. But numbers are down since the terror attacks in the U.S. on 11th September 2003. Night visits to the Taj, once a romantic highlight of any visit to India, were banned in 1984 for some reason. The Sikh insurgency ended in the mid-1990s, but Indian authorities have remained reluctant to let visitors back to the Taj after sunset. During the height of tensions between India and Pakistan in 2001, officials drew up plans to disguise the Taj from possible Pakistani air attacks. Shah Jahan built the Taj Mahal as an expression of love for his wife Mumtaz Mahal. It is largely made of white stone that reflects the changes of color visible during sunset and clear, moonlit nights.
This is the end of listening comprehension.